I marched up to the cage and gave Eddie a stern glare. The kind of stern glare an officer of the law gives to raccoons who think they're flying helicopters. Eddie, I've got several problems with this. Turn off the engine. He flicked a switch and, well, the motor died. Again, he seemed impatient. Okay, shoot, hurry. Don't tell me to hurry, and don't forget who's in charge around here. Number one, it's hard for me to forget that you have a history of being a sneak. I don't mean to sound rude, but Eddie, you've pulled tricks on me before. This could be another of your famous tricks. He shrugged.
I was young, foolish. I'm a pilot now, can't mess around.
I searched his face, looking for the tiny clues that might indicate that he was telling me a gigantic, whopperous lie. After you've been in the security business a few years and had dealings with the criminal element, you develop certain skills for smoking out the ones who don't tell the truth. I'm sorry, but we don't have time to go into any details on whopper detection. Or do we? I guess it wouldn't hurt. Okay, let's start with shifty eyes. Your crooks and your criminal types almost always have shifty eyes. When they tell a whopper, their eyes tend to drift around and they won't make eye contact. If you're trained in whopper detection techniques, you can pick up the signals right away. After the eyes, we check out the body lingo. These are tiny details that would escape the notice of an unobserved trainer. An untrained observer, shall we say. Sagging shoulders, rapid breathing, a line of perspiration on the upper lip, sweaty palms, sagging shoulders, rapid breathing, and sweaty palms. That's a long list, isn't it? Dogs with no training would miss all the tiny details or wouldn't bother to look for them. In our department, we take the time and we notice. As a result, we have one of the highest rates of whopper detection in the entire state of Texas. I don't mean to brag, but facts are facts. Who else is going to tell you these things? Anyway, that gives you a little glimpse at the secret techniques we use in our work. Eddie had no idea that he was being watched, observed, measured, and analyzed by a highly trained professional. I mean, what does a raccoon know about anything? They know a lot about making mischief and wrecking things, but they lack the kind of deeper intelligence that might allow them to understand whopper detection. It's been said that coons are smart. Ha! Ask an expert about coons. Ask me, for example, and I'll tell you that they're smart enough to get into trouble, but not smart enough to get out of it. I mean, look who was in the trap. Okay, maybe I'd been in that same trap a few times myself, but that had been under very different circumstances. I'm sure you'll agree that it doesn't apply to this situation. So, let's mush on with the investigation. There was Eddie inside the trap, and there I was outside the trap, probing and studying and analyzing his every move and gesture. His gaze wandered around, then landed on me.
Want to see a trick?
No, I'm busy.
Boring.
He started juggling the empty corn can, pitching it from one hand to the other. Then all at once, and before my very eyes, the can just, well, disappeared. I narrowed my eyes and took a closer look. Hey, where'd the can go? He giggled.
Gone. Poof. Thin air.
My probing gaze swept the cage. No can. Eddie, you're still my prisoner, and I said no tricks. Where's the can? Eddie's eyes darted around. He looked under one armpit and then the other. He grinned and shrugged his shoulders.
Disappeared.
Eddie, cans don't disappear, and I don't believe in magic. Where's the can? He gave me a look of perfect innocence. That made me nervous. And stood up. Huh? I'll be darned. He'd been sitting on the corn can. He grinned and started rolling his fingers.
No problem. Now you see it, now you don't. Hee hee. Want another trick?
No, I don't want another trick. Sit down and behave yourself. For your information, I'm conducting a whopper detection test, and you're making it very difficult.
Yeah, whoppers? Maybe I can help.
I laughed in his face. Ha ha ha! That's rich, Eddie. I'm out here running diagnostics to determine if you're telling outrageous lies, and you're offering to help? Ha ha! You're the champ, pal. I'll give you that.